The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yechiel Bieberfeld, Reish Kollel in the Philadelphia Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org. This volume has been graciously dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Barry Cohn of Los Angeles, California, in memory of their esteemed brother, Rav Menachem Mendel ben Rav Yosef Yitzchak Isaac Cohn Zatzal, Baal Mechaber Sefer Ateres Avi. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zechus for his neshama.
We begin Be'ezer Hashem, Be'yo, Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara in Daf Lamed Aleph of Be'ez quotes a Mishnah. Tinoikei shetamnu te'enim me'erev Shabbos. Children who put away figs from Erev Shabbos, intending to eat them on Shabbos. Rashi points out this halacha does not only pertain with children, it's just an added chiddush, usually by ketanim. We say they don't have a machshava to affect something, but they do have maisa. And therefore, since this is a maisa of putting away the figs for Shabbos and designating for Shabbos eating, therefore this halacha would be in effect even if tinoikes do it. But huadin, the same would apply if adults did it. The tinoikes hid away figs from Erev Shabbos with the intent of eating them on Shabbos, v'shachu v'lo yisru, and they forgot to take off ma'aser. Says the Gemara l'motzei Shabbos, after Shabbos, lo yoichlu elam kein yisru. They may not eat these figs unless they first take off ma'aser. Rashi is asked the kasha that we know that one is allowed to eat tevel in an achilas arai way, in a way of eating just a snack, a small amount of food is allowed to be eaten even before taking off ma'aser, so long as it has not come in to the house yet, or so long as it has not come in to the chotzer. If it has not been roya p'nei abayis or roya p'nei chotzer, one is allowed to eat achilas arai. So why here does the Gemara say they cannot eat it? Says Rashi, because since this was intended for Shabbos, Shabbos is chivas l'maiser. Rashi says, achilas Shabbos chashuva. The eating on Shabbos has a special significance, and therefore, even an arai eating on Shabbos is considered keva. V'arai shalah harayu keva. And since this was designated for eating on Shabbos, it becomes chivas l'maiser, and it cannot be eaten before ma'aser is taken off. The Gemara continues, Boy minei Rava me Rav Nachman. Rava asks Rav Nachman a shayla. This din of Shabbos, that is kevas lemaiser, is it only by te'enim that were ready to eat already and there was nigmara malachtai? Or is it even going to be kevas lemaiser by something that is not nigmara malachtai? Says the Gemara, Shabbos mausha tikva muktza lemaiser bedavish alei nigmara malachtai. Rashi says this lashon is redundant. It's because davar shelenigmar malachta means it's muktzah lemaiser. It has not been fully completed. This food to be eaten is the fact that it's intended to eat it on Shabbos. Does that already make it kevas lemaiser, and that one would have to take off maiser before even eating arai? What's the shaila? Says the Gemara, Mi Armini Kivin the Sivik Harasala Shabbos Oinik. Since the Pasuk in Yeshaya says that all Shabbos eating is an Oinig, therefore Kava, that itself makes it Kava Lamaiser. As Rashi explains, since the Pasuk says Vikarasala Shabbos Oinig, any eating on Shabbos cannot really be called Arai. Kivan de ikri achila de oineg, automatically that's considered a kvius. That's already considered a achilas keva and not an achilas are. Is this only by a dovish nigra malachtoi or even by a dovish ale nigra malachtoi? And the Gemara concludes, Omalei Rav Nachman responded to Rav Shaila, Limud aruchu biyadeinu. This is a halacha that we have a Kabbalah for, that Shah Shabbos kevas. Indeed, Shabbos eating is always keveya, bein bedavash nigmar malachtoi, bein bedavash alei nigmar malachtoi. Or eating on Shabbos, even if it's only by way of arai, is always considered a kvius because of the pasuk v'karashu l'Shabbos oinig. In the Shaila Shetshuvas Maracha Zeruah, Simenayin Aleph, Rabbeinu Chaim Zeruah, who was the son of the Ar Zeruah and a Talmud of the Marami Rubenberg in the Rush, he says a tremendous chiddush. We know when it comes to the eating of Pasabah B'Knisnin, one about cakes or cookies, one has to make a bracha rishena berim in a mezainos, and a bracha achreina mi en shalosh on ala michya. When one is kaveya seuda on pasa baba kisnin, whether it's the sheer of the amount that he eats, or whether it's the kviya seuda that he has, then one has to make a hamaitzi and a birchas hamozain. Says the Marachar Zeruah, based on our Gemara, that Shabbos is kevas, all achilas, all eating on Shabbos is considered a kevias, it would follow that one who eats pasabah b'kisrin on Shabbos would indeed have to make a hamaitzi and a birchas hamazoin afterward. Since achilas Shabbos chashiva keva for meiser, so too would be an achilas keva for all eating. The Marachar Zeruah just has a shaila in terms of Shabbos, which falls sukkah, which falls out on Shabbos, the Shabbos of sukkah. Can one eat achilas arai chutz lo sukkah? Perhaps that doesn't apply over there, since we know the pasuk says teishvu basukkas teishvu, and teishvu came to duru, and perhaps it wouldn't apply by sukkahs, because since on sukkahs people do eat achilas arai even outside the sukkah, even outside their house, perhaps even on Shabbos of sukkah it would not apply. So says the Marachar Zeruah. The Birka Yosef in Arachayim Simen Kuf Samaches Sivkotin Hay, and it is brought also in the Shari Tshuva in Simen Kuf Samaches Sivkotin Tes, brings in the name of his grandfather Eksav Yad Motsosi B'Sefer Ksivas Yad Kadmein, which indeed we know now it's the Marachar Zeruah. He quotes basically verbatim from the Tshuvas Marachar Zeruah, this din, that on Shabbos, since Achila on Shabbos is considered a kvius, one would have to make it a hamaitzi and a birchas hamazon on Pas Abba Bekisnin, even a so-called Achilas Arai. However, the Birka Yosef Lamaskona brings a Ginas Verodim that says, Linyan Kisnin ain chilak ben Shabbos l'choil, and he agrees with the Svar of the Ginas Vradim, Dvarav, he says, Nechoinim b'taimam, that by Kisnin, k'maseyu b'choil, kach maseyu b'Shabbos. And the Birka Yosef concludes, v'chein amadabar. And this is the meaning, this is indeed the general custom, that even on Shabbos, when one eats cakes or cookies, pasavo b'kisnin, one only makes a berim in a mezainis and an alamichya like he does during the week. Now, even though this halacha, this chiddush of the Marachar Zeruah, is not applicable for birchas mezainis, as we mentioned, the minig is not like that. But the shaila comes up in something that is quite relevant on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. In the Gilyan Hashas, Hagoyin Rabbi Kiva Eger, and our Gemara is Mitzayin, a Gemara in Psachim, Daf Kuf Hei. Over there, the Gemara quotes a statement from Rav, similar to our halacha concerning Shabbos that is kevas. The Gemara there states, Omer Rav, Kishem Shah Shabbos kevas l'maiser, just like Shabbos has an automatic kvias that you'll be chayiv and taking off maiser, and you will not be able to eat even achidas arai, kach Shabbos kevas l'kiddush. So too, Shabbos has a kvias when it comes to kiddush, which would mean that one would not be able to eat or drink even arai, even pachas mikhebeitza, even just a drink of water, before making kiddush on Shabbos when the zman of kiddush sets in. The Gemara says, Sava minei keheged a kabbal a kiddush, kach kabbal a avdolah. The Gemara thought perhaps this also pertains to before avdolah, one is also now allowed to eat or drink even achilas arai. Amalu Rav Amram no hochiyam rav le kiddush kevas, veloi la avdolah kevas. It only pertains to kiddush and not avdolah. Indeed, this is the halacha brought in Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim, Simen Reishayin Aleph, Sivdalet, Oser Litoim Klum Kaidim Shiikadesh, Afilum Ayim. One is not allowed to taste any food, one is not allowed to drink even water, before making Kiddush on Shabbos. When does this halacha apply? At what time on Shabbos? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkon Yud Aleph, and so passing the Shulchan Aruch Harav. This Isser is already at the onset of Shkia. Once Bein Hashmashas comes in, and there's already a suffix of the Chiyav of the Chalois of Kiddush, where Kiddush could be take effect, one is not allowed to drink any water. The Mishnah Berurah points out in Sivkon Yud Gimel, that if one wants to wash out his mouth with water, that he may do so. This could be applicable to a woman who, let's say, lights Hadlokas Neiris, lights candles on her Shabbos, and is Makabel Shabbos through the lighting of the candles, and then she becomes very thirsty. It's before Shkia, but she was Mekabel Shabbos. In this case, says the Marsham, the Brijana Rav, and the Das Teira, and Reisha, and Aleph, Siv Dalid, if so long as it's before Bein HaShmoshes, he is matter her, this woman, to drink water. This is all as far as Shabbos is concerned. What would be the halacha on Yom Tov? On Yom Tov, this is sometimes more practical, because on Yom Tov, we wait a lot, much longer time before we're ready to start our Seuda. Is one allowed to drink water before Kiddush and Yom Tov, or is it the same halacha as Shabbos? The Poskim who speak about this Shaila and say that it really depends on our Gemara. Do we know that Shabbos is Kevas Lamaiser, and therefore Shabbos is Kevas, even the Kiddush one is not allowed to eat before Kiddush? Does Yom Tov have the same din to be Kevas Lamaiser as Shabbos, similar to Shabbos, or not? The Sharamelach and Hilchus Meiser, Perikelach of Gimel, is Medaik from the Rambam that indeed the Rambam holds that Yom Tov has the same din as Shabbos. The Rambam in Hilchus Yom Tov Perik Vav Alocha Tazayin writes, Kishem Shemitzvah Lachavit Shabbos Ula Anga, just like there's a mitzvah of Kavit Shabbos and there's a mitzvah of Oynik Shabbos, Kach Kol Yomim Tovim. So too, all Yom Tovim have the same din. Shenemar Likdosh Hashem Mechubot. The end of the pasuk in Yeshayah, which we had quoted before, ends L'Kdoish Hashem Mechubad, and V'chol Yomim Tevim Nemba Mehen Mikra Kodesh, says the Rambam, and therefore all of these halachas pertain to Yom Tov as well. U'kfar B'yarnu Hakibud V'inug B'Hilchus Shabbos. The Rambam says, you want to know what the halachas, what are the details of Kavod Oneinik Shabbos? I already enumerated them in Hilchus Shabbos. The Shara Melech understands from this Rambam that indeed he would hold the Yom Tov as the same din of the Karosh of the Shabbos Oineg, and therefore Yom Tov would have the same din of Oineg, and it will be Kevas Lamaiser, and therefore Kevas Lachila too. There's a famous tshuva from Agoin Rabbi Akiva Eiger in Siman Aleph. He has a different interpretation of this Rambam, a different explanation, a chila between Oineg and Simcha, Ayin Shom. So according to the Shara Melech, the Rambam indeed would hold Yom Tov does have a din of Kevas Lamaiser. The Tzlach, here in Beya, Daf Lamed Hayamar Aleph, quotes a Meiri, the Beis HaBechira, on Lamed Dalet of Beis, that would disagree with that, and would hold that Yom Tov is different than Shabbos. While Shabbos is Kevas Lamaiser, Yom Tov is not Kevas Lamaiser. There are Achreinim also that go both sides, those who say Yom Tov is Kevas, those who say Yom Tov is not. La Halacha, there's a tshuva in the Marsham, Chele Gimel, Simen Reish Chavov, who quotes a tshuva Sarosh, in Klal Chafei Simen Beis, and the Rosh was asked this exact shaila. The shaila was, is one allowed to drink water before Kiddush on Shabbos and Yom Tov? And the Rosh, paskind, it is Osir. Unequivocal, the Rosh did not bring any shittas that disagreed with this, and the Rosh paskin that it is usur. And says the Marsham, how can we argue then on the Rosh, who indeed says unequivocally that it is usur? But by the fact that the Rosh and the Shaila addressed both Shabbos and Yom Tov, the Marsham understands from there that the Rosh indeed would hold that Yom Tov has the same halacha in terms of this kavius for Meiser and kavius for Achila as Shabbos, and therefore just like on Shabbos will be usher to be tayim or to drink before Kiddush, so too on Yom Tov will be usher to eat or drink before Kiddush.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.